Field. Tom, KO4HKX.
How you doing, buddy? We're just running down to get a little tool to take a faucet aerator off with. Again, Patrick, I was distracted here. It's the GPS. I'm right here by the little tiny houses.
W2T mobile. And Tom, yeah, you were distracted. I mean, look at what jumped in there.
Patrick, I was just over at Tom's house, and I had my wife with me, and Tom was behaving himself.
Yeah, and I met her. She'll slap you around there, Patrick. You better be careful.
Long arms are reaching me.
Yeah. Wait, now I'm listening to the GPS. Now I'm over here where I can listen to you guys. Say again, Lance.
Back him down.
Patrick, you working?
I just got done. Finishing up for the day, heading home. And Rusty, good to hear you on the air. I hadn't talked to you in a while, so good to hear you.
The other night, talking to one of the guys, but I was having some trouble with my indoor antenna. I went over and bought an outdoor antenna that I'm going to put up over the next day or so here. And also, I can actually talk from inside my Radio Shack, because right now I'm using an indoor antenna. Yeah, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not, and I was having trouble with it, so I didn't bother to jump in there. Go ahead, Tom.
Just sold Rusty X3 diamond antenna, still in the box there, I guess, plastic wrap. Brand new anyways, Patrick, and I think it'll do him good, and his wife's with him, and her name is Elaine, and that's Bernice's middle name.
To the club, Elaine, and good to meet you over the radio. And Bernice, I hope you're feeling better. Tom, I hope you are too after your procedure there Monday. But good to hear all of you on the air. But I'm on my way home, and it's a short trip. I got a few minutes left, though.
Hey, how are you?
Thought I'd let Elaine say hello to you, Patrick.
Good, and again, nice to meet you.
Said it was a short trip home. He meant the cigarette was just about done.
Good. He's go. And the thing about it is, he's pedaling uphill too, Tom. You got to remember that. So, you know, he's got to keep it short.
Cigarettes, ain't it, Patrick?
Join the left-handed cigarette.
Only with the red lights on.
Down in, ended up coming through downtown Greer and didn't see anything along there except the school bus we caught over there on 101. Tom, other than that, no flashy lights anywhere. Of course, there was a down here past that business is over here on 290. There was a cop sitting there, a Greer cop sitting there. Looked like he was running radar along the edge of on 290 there. So keeping an eye on that.
What kind of lead foot he's got?
I got it right now, guys. It's work time, I guess. These dang people who have to work for a living really upset me.
Keep in mind, because they're still working, you can still draw your Social Security each month. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm out here working to pay your Social Security.
I put a star on the wall and write attaboy right beside it, Patrick. You just keep up the good work. This is weird. This crazy thing. I was looking for AAA supply. You know where that's at, Patrick?
That I do, Tom.
John Griff, this took us right back around, heading us back home, didn't it, Bernice? It's nuts. So I think we'll just go back home, look it up tomorrow. It's supposed to be in Greer, 7 miles. Oh, well. I just needed an aerator wrench for the faucet in the kitchen. We'll get her done.
Right.
Hey, Hey, Tom, the thing about it is you probably passed right by and didn't see it. And there was a breaker in there. Go ahead.
That was the KRT. Excuse me, KRL 4ETW, Chuck. I think he's on Poplar Drive extension down towards Highway 80.
I'll turn the radio up.
I believe it's out on Poplar Drive extension right there when you get to Highway 80.
Smith Parkway?
If you want Burns Smith, it's coming off of 14 or which way?
Yeah, I'm up by the Peach Farm here. Just getting ready to make the turn on to the Locust Hill in Wade Hampton's, just a few blocks down the road.
You on 101 North and it's on down towards the south side.
Yeah, when you said Burns Smith Parkway. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. My name's Tom, and we're up here by Lake Cunningham, and you got Rusty and you got Patrick. Patrick, you're short time, I think, so go ahead.
Well, I assume you're on your HT at the house. You're a little scratchy this afternoon there in Campobello, so you don't live too far away from Tom.
Yeah, I'm on HT out in the yard. Just listening. But, Tom, if you go down 14, like you're going to 85, turn left on Highway 80, Burns Smith Parkway, it should be the first or second road to the left. AAA will be right there on Poplar Drive.
So there's a big Quick Trip store or something on the corner there, and you turn right there, like you're heading out towards the inland port?
Well, the airport there, Tom. You know where I work over at South Buncombe?
I don't know who I'm talking to just yet. I'm all right, Bernice. Just leave me alone. There's a bunch of red lights up in front of us. We're just at 101 here and 14 right now in Buncombe Road.
C9B. The Highway 80 is the big four lane that parallels the airport, not there at the QT. Go back from the QT back across the airport. And you'll make the first right at the light. That'll be Burns Smith Parkway or Highway 80. And it's the likely second big left. It's got a real sharp curve in it. As soon as you make that left, you make the sharp curve. And then AAA supplies halfway down on the left.
Well, thank you, Leon. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I was getting confused. There was an ambulance heading right at me and all kinds of traffic. I should have done this earlier when I went to Lowe's. Rusty, did you get what you wanted at Lowe's?
I haven't gone there yet. I'm just headed on home, and I'm going to go to Lowe's tomorrow and get what I need and all. It's just late in the day, so I wasn't going to try to get in there because it's all this traffic of the people getting off work, and it's going to be a mess. So I'm going to wait till tomorrow and go look because I got to look for a couple of things when I go there.
Well, why don't you this evening just hook that antenna up and stick it over in the corner like you got that other one and text me and we'll give you a radio check.
I might connect that one up and see and stick it out the window or something and see what happens. I might try that. I'm going through beautiful downtown Duncan.
Roger, you could just duct tape it to the wall there. Patrick, go ahead. This is N02.
4HKX. I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to say 73 to Tom, Rusty, Chuck, and Leon. Good to hear all of you on the air this afternoon. And Leon, sorry you can't go with us tomorrow. I hope you have fun. KO4HKX. 73, guys and ladies.
Just talking about that. I don't know. The wedding's not till 4, so I've got a lot of driving if I decide to go. But 73, have a great day. Go ahead, somebody else in C9B.
GIT Mobile. Out of Morris Plain, South Carolina. I was going to ask Rusty. I want to run and eat at a place that you may be familiar with. Hot Dog Cafe. What about it, Rusty?
Were you asking that W2T?
I sure was. Rusty, it's the Vamp. Go ahead.
Okay, Hot Dog Cafe. Well, what street is that one on? Because I don't remember that one.
You lived in Duncan then, I Rusty, but it's on 29 there. It's about 3 or 4 miles from 85.
By it when I came through. No, I live down in Moore. I just go through Duncan on my way back from Tom's house. So that's all that was there. So I may have gone by it, but without realizing it was. I think it's right there near the railroad tracks, isn't it?
Rusty. Yeah, we've talked about it several times. Me and my wife has, and went by several times. I'd take some copper every once in a while over to R&R, I think it is, scrapyard, and we actually went in there and eat today, and we have a little place over near the mall, Westgate Mall, called Holmes Hot Dogs, and Holmes Hot Dogs is really good, so this place was just as good, I thought.
I go to rehearsal just down the road from it at the Methodist Church there every Monday night. Maybe one day I'll go by over there and stop and see. Go ahead, Tom. Go ahead.
Rusty and other, Tommy here and others, and Patrick left though, but I did find out that they are not open on Saturday and Sunday.
And I'd seen their sign out there, and all. But we rehearse over there every Monday night, barbershop chorus does. So maybe one of these days when I'm riding around, I'm retired, I just, some days we get out and go for a ride and see where we're going. And then we find things. Anyway, appreciate the info. I'm trying to get ready to work my way on 290 across the 85 bridge, and want to stay in the right lane so I don't get run over when I try to get to the other end of it.
Too much traffic for me, Rusty. I'm just going to head home too, like Rusty is. We can go tomorrow. We're retired too, little both.
We're trying to get there. We're going to try to do it in about another month and a half, 2 months. So we're going to try to do that. But all right. Appreciate it, guys. Let me come in there. And I'm over here fighting this fog like everybody else is and trying to get home. But I'll get out of here for now. So y'all have a good day. Good evening. Good weekend. K4AIT Mobile, we're going.
Rusty out there, be careful in that fog. You get be careful going home too, Tom. That fog, when I come out to your place and went down 101 there, there were some spots where it was heavily fogged. So I'm going to get off of here and pay attention to the traffic because I'm over here where 290 crosses 85 and it's I see lots and lots of traffic. Catch you later, Tom. N0TR W2T.
Pleasure's ours. We're really glad you come over, and congratulations on a good wife. But don't tell her I said that, of course. But I hope you have many years together. And if you was a good friend, you'd go take that barium swallow for me on Monday. I tried to call them and cancel them, but doctors don't work on Friday. And I'm not looking forward to that. I don't think I need it, but at any rate, my hemoglobin, my iron, everything come back in yesterday is okay, and he's checking for iron deficiency anemia when he should be checking my back and see what he can do for it. Fat chance. Anyways, you guys be careful. We're going back roads here alongside Lake Cunningham, and we'll go out and get that little rinse tomorrow. And we'll go home and have a little bit of Bernice's homemade chicken noodle soup. Take care. Thanks for coming by. WU2T in 0TR's clear. And good day to the other gentleman, too. Glad you jumped in there, and thanks for the info.
Tom, have a great day. It stayed dry. It started raining up here. Well, then see you tonight, Pete.
Leon, I'll be here for a little bit longer, and there's not a great deal of traffic here, so I can talk. I'm just watching this guy turn, and then away I go, I think. Yep. Yeah. I wish I was down there fishing, but I'm too old for that anymore. What are you up to today?
I'm curious. I'm looking up my chart, my medical chart, to see what my blood results came back with, just for something to do. Sitting here playing on the computer, talking on the radio, listening, and this is a dog's bark. Well, my daughter just got home, so the little animals are raising cane.
dog, shoot the dog.
Pace the brake.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now. Go ahead, Brig.
Station break.
Go ahead.
KQ4LOO. I was just going to make a quick little joke about this. Has that dog got his FCC license? I hear him chiming in that back there.
That's some third-party traffic, non-identified. One is Cooper, and the other one is Teddy. So they've been identified. I will report them strictly to the FCC pronto.
Anyway, y'all have a good day. It's KQ4LOO. I just want to make a little joke.
We turned off of White Hampton at McDonald's there, Leon, and you kind of go the back road along the lake, and it's a pretty drive. But dogs ain't bothering me. I love dogs. Cats, not so much. But I don't care one way or the other about cats. Never had one. Just had one that bit me, and I never liked them since. But that's no way to be either. I shouldn't be that way. But I don't know. I just love dogs more, and I never owned a cat. But at any rate, what kind of dogs you got there? Yappers?
Full-blooded Chihuahua, and that's Teddy. He's a tiny little guy. Applehead, if you want to call him that. And the other one is he's a Chihuahua mix. We call him a Chihuahua. But he looks like a big old Chihuahua mix. And they're both great little dogs, but they're well behaved. I took the little Chihuahua with us yesterday. He got to go around Home Depot and go trot around and ride with us in the truck. And took the wife out, took her to Olive Garden, and took her on a little date. So we had a great day yesterday. And today, actually, what we're doing is we're going to a wedding tomorrow, and we're finishing up the wedding gift.
Had a Chihuahua that this lady always told me, he won't bite, he won't bite, and she'd have to go back and get her the money or change and that to pay for the newspaper when I was about 14 years old. And he bit me right in the Achilles tendon. And he went sailing. Shoot. But I like bigger dogs, but that way. And yesterday, the most beautiful, he's kind of a chocolate colored American bulldog. Man, that thing was built like a beast. And he was down there at Lowe's, and I stopped the owner and asked him if I could pet it, and he let me. Oh, my God, that was a beautiful dog. But it was just like a walking muscle. N4IQ, if you ever hear him on here, he has English bulls, I think they are. And I mean to tell you, you got to be careful when you're walking around down there, because if one of those run into you, he'll just knock you. They're just a walking muscle also.
I'll tell you something about I've been raised around dogs all my life. My mother, she raised Irish Wolfhounds, Doberman Pinschers, Great Danes. She's Pekingese. Pretty much had a lot of different breeds. And she did a lot with the Kennel Club, the American Kennel Club. And she did all the dog shows and everything. But my daughter can tell you about a dog bite. She got one about 6 months ago. And if I ever meet up with you, I'll show you some pictures. Pretty bad. They ended up having to put the dog down, and she had to get stitches and staples.
Well, Leon, is that Irish Elkhound or whatever you call it, is that that one that looks like a greyhound that has real long hair?
It's Irish Wolfhound's one of the largest breeds, very large, and yeah, they're long-haired, very docile. They like Great Danes in disposition, very protective. Probably not as protective as Great Danes, but I used to help to attack train my mother's Doberman Pinschers, and they was a really good dog. She had them dogs under control, but the one that got my daughter went under control, that's for sure. Unfortunate incident. By all means. But, yeah, I love dogs. I'm not a cat person either, Tom. They're too sneaky and conniving for me.
What kind of a dog did she get bit with?
Pit bull. NC9V. Not that I have anything against pit bulls if they're raised properly. Obviously, this one was not.
I agree 1,000%. Dad brought home, my dad was an engineer on the railroad, starting out as a fireman on steam engines, and he brought one home from down at Watts, Oklahoma one time that a guy gave him, and it was kind of a tannish color, and that was the most wonderful pet we ever had, but very protective if somebody come to the door. And Elaine, Rusty's wife, and I was talking, and there's a risk in owning one of those anytime you buy one. She said she had a friend that after 13 years, the dog killed its owner, a woman. And that really surprised me. But in a way, you know, it's like a good gun owner and a bad gun owner, I guess. But that Irish Wolfhound, Leon, that brought to memory from many years ago. My brother and his wife took Bernice and, well, were you with us when we went to Haight-Ashbury?
Yeah.
Yeah. They took us up to, he was stationed in, wasn't Long Beach, it was north of there, Alameda. And I was stationed at North Island Naval Air Station. And he took us to San Francisco. And, back then, it was the 60s, late 60s, probably 67. We went down the street where the hippie movement started. It was called Haight and Ashbury, H-A-I-G-H-T, Haight Ashbury. That's where they say it originated. Only it was just starting. And we drove down the street. Ronnie said, roll the windows up, Tom. So I rolled the windows up. And these guys had come out on the street, and they had flowers, and they would stick them against your windshield and trying to get you to open the window and buy the flowers. And that's where flower power come from. And as we were driving along at a snail pace, I looked out the window, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. There was this real hippie-looking character dressed in bright colors going down the sidewalk. And he had three of those Irish elk hounds out in front of him on leashes, and he was holding all three of them. And God, awful beautiful dogs, but that image is etched in my mind forever, Leon.
There's a guy up in Harrisville, I think he's got one. But he walks down Main Street. I mean, that thing is like a horse walking on the sidewalk. I mean, everybody looks. It's just a super... such a super large dog. But, yeah, you know about Haight Ashbury in the military. My father was stationed at San Diego. We lived in Chula Vista there for a while, and then lived in Long Beach, California, and he was assigned to San Clemente Island there for a while. And we got to go to San Clemente, you know, on father-son trips, and I got to go aboard ship and stuff like that out there. But we had a great time in California. I don't know a lot about that place. Too many people and getting too crowded for me, but, man, I sure miss Anthony's restaurant. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Seafood restaurant there?
No, I was probably, well, I think I made E5 before I left there, but I didn't have a lot of money, put it that way, anyways, but I didn't go out to eat very much. I was stationed on North Island at the Naval Air Station, and I remember that restaurant out there on Point Loma that had the palm trees and that. Oh, my God, that was the Valley High, I think it was called, out there or somewhere around the submarine base, I guess. But we used to go out, and we would fly operations with an American submarine, and I was in a flight crew on the S-2s, and they would be in between San Clemente and South Santa Catalina, so we'd fly over Catalina a lot of times. And, you know, I was just a kid. But we chased those submarines out there in between San Clemente. It was pretty barren, I think. But the only thing was a bombing range, and there was, you know, it was mostly military, I think, wasn't it, Leon?
Yeah, NC-9V. Yeah, it's all military. I remember flying out there one time with my father, and we were on one of the little military planes that had a twin-engine turboprop, and we're hopping over to San Clemente. Of course, you fly over Catalina, and if you ever land in San Clemente, you know how it is. You see it, water beneath you, and then you touch down. It's like you touch down on water, but you're actually touching down at the end of the runway. And when you stop and turn around, when they turn around, you're looking down, and you're looking at water. So, I mean, the runway takes the entire width of the island. But we were flying out there one time, and one of the engines conked out. My father says, oh, don't worry about it. It happens all the time. We can fly on one engine. So, yeah, we had a good old time out there. He was doing a lot of the my father went through apparently his budge training, trying to be a SEAL twice. And I think he got washed out an injury first time, and I'm not sure about the second time, probably injury too. But that's on his DD-214. But we had a great time out there, and they have a little post out there. They had the boats where they practice their deployments and stuff, and I think that's where they drop them off to do their swim back to shore or something like that. But anyway, we used to, you know, right there in San Diego, you see them doing the Long Beach, you see the SEALs out there training. A lot of good times out there, sure enough.
Out there in the Del Coronado, there was just four of us on that plane, and if I was in seat four, there was seat three and four, if I was in seat four, which operated Julie and Jezebel, the Sonobuoys and that, it was on the right side, and I could see the Del Coronado as we landed, and many times you could not see the Del Coronado for the fog. My God, it was horrible. But the SEALs were down there. I think they were called UDT at the time, underwater demolition training at down there at Imperial Beach Naval Air Station. Of course, I was a kid and I didn't know what was what very much. But I'd say thank God I wasn't down in that. They asked me if I wanted to try out for UDT in boot camp, and I thought, no, I don't think so. I'd have never made it. There wouldn't have been a chance. But I didn't know they trained out on Clemente. They did deep water survival training for us flight crew out in that area. But at any rate, it was an experience. And do you remember riding the Nickel Snatcher across the North Island?
I don't know what that was. I was a young guy at the time. I remember my father, way back before, he used to bring home all these langusta, lobster. Bring them back and trade that for steak, because we were eating so much lobster that we got to well, come to find out, they had like a big news thing about the guys getting their traps robbed. And of course, my dad was a diver, so they go down underwater and I guess take them out of these traps and put the traps underwater and bring them back to the boat so nobody would even know. But that's how we ended up getting a whole lot of lobster anyway.
Yeah, the Nickel Snatcher was from the beach. In other words, San Diego downtown. It would go back over to NAS North Island, and you had to walk up this ladder, and then you were on good old solid ground. But I think it was a quarter then, but they called it the Nickel Snatcher. And that's the only way that we could get over to the island at the time, unless, or downtown. It was the easiest way. But we were stationed at the Coronado Gate, which where our barracks were. But usually we'd go down there. I walked into town in the Coronado one night and went to a movie and then walked back. And the cops actually stopped me. I was walking through a residential neighborhood and just did a little report-like thing, you know, in case something happened in that neighborhood, because it was real late. It was a long walk. But I remember the palm trees and that in the middle of the street and whatnot. It was a nice area back then, but too many people now, Leon, I'm sure. But there's a lot of stories we can share about San Clemente and Santa Catalina. And I had a plane from VS-38 crash underneath of us. We were doing a cover one night and monitoring the buoys, the same ones they were, but he flew her into the water. And I heard those practice depth charges going off one after another, and I knew what had happened, but two of them lived, but the pilot and co-pilot, they never did even find them. But anyways, Leon, I'll let you go, and it's starting to fog up down here. Talk to you later. Stop by anytime, and we'll catch you down the line. NC9V, N0TR73's left.
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to make the trip over there to get, come by and visit you and Miss Bernice. And hopefully y'all are feeling better. I know you've had some issues there, but I'm going to stop by. I really want to do that. And you're not going to Greenwood, are you?
And I don't really need anything. I just sold Rusty an antenna I had for a year or two, I imagine, or more. It was still wrapped up in the packaging, and we had to unwrap it. And so I gave him a good deal on that, and he's going to put that up, make him a better antenna there. It's a little diamond X3. But they're good antennas. But I'm not going to go down there. I should just for the camaraderie, but I'm still hurting a lot. My back, yes. And I don't know why. And it's deteriorated, so I don't know if there's any cure or not, Leon, but I can walk around a lot in that, but I'm going to pass on that one this time.
Degenerative disc disease, so I know what you're talking about, with the lower lumbar thing, which is, I think everybody our age has that, gets to that point anyway. But wearing a utility belt for 40 years plus don't help. Anyway, I'm going to stop by, and I meant to ask you, I heard you talking yesterday about the chickens. You went and got some new chickens. I had a question. Real quick before you leave, what'd you do with the old chickens? Head on. Tom, have a good one. 73, and we'll talk at you later. NC9B.
The radio timed out. Anyways, the other ones disappeared too, that were getting too old to lay, and so we went and got six new ones up at the Chicken Man.
I didn't hear what you did to the old ones.
Let your imagination be the guide. I think it was Smith and Wesson Heaven, if I remember rightly.
It was fried or broiled or baked. Could be either or. I know Miss Bernice has lots of ideas for that. Anyway, y'all, go ahead, go inside. I'll let y'all go. 73, good talking to you, and I'm going to stop by one day. NC9B.
Okay, Leon. We went over to the Chicken Man at Inman, and I don't have your phone number. I'd send you a picture of them. We got six new Isa Browns, they call them. They lay a big brown egg. And when I say big, you ask Patrick about them. Some of them, most of them, are about, 4 ounces, wasn't it? And the other ones were 2 ounces, the bottom ones. They were big. And Patrick used to stop by every week and pick up a dozen or two. And we really miss him. But we had so many eggs, we just didn't know what to do with them. So we gave them to our children, daughter and son-in-law and grandsons. And the other ones we give to Patrick. And just enjoyed him coming by, and he'd come in and visit with us for about a half hour and then go home.
Kind of miss the old guy coming down that far and visit. He can be on the radio all day. Now you only catch him going to and from work.
Yeah, we miss him. He's like another son to us. He's a great guy. He really is. And he parked that big old truck out in front, and there's a big, huge hill here right in front of our house, and people just go around. And always had a good time with Patrick. Just met him on the radio, Leon. But when the ones got to where they weren't laying, I don't raise them for pets, or we don't, and we just decided to get some new ones. And Chicken Man's over there at Inman. If you Google the Chicken Man, you'll see it. And those Ice Browns are just great. We love those big brown eggs. And grandson, one day, Amy, our daughter down there, she's an engineer down at GE. She cooked breakfast, and Isaac said, "Those ain't Grandma's eggs."
Yeah. I'll let you go, Tom. But 73, have a good day. It is a pleasure talking to you as always. And don't talk too highly about Patrick. He might not be able to get his head in the door of the house. But 73 Tom and Miss Bernice, you have a great day. We'll holler at you later. NC9B.
Well built as Patrick is, he might not be able to do that anyway. He's a big guy. Anyway, see you later. And have a good day. Pleasure's all mine, Leon. NC9V and 0TR, clear on QRT.